Well, being a Tuesday in the Spring Carnival, we'd love to give you the up-to-date information. Tuesday being most times a crucial morning for horses running on the Saturday. And Nick Ashman's joining us out at Randwick. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are we?
Very well indeed. I want to ask about one horse because we were expecting to see this horse last Saturday week. We didn't. Now we are expecting it on Saturday. You know what horse, don't you?
First Seal.
That's it. First Seal. How did the horse gallop this morning?
Andrew, I didn't see her this morning. She had a serious gallop on Saturday.
Right,
okay. Exhibition gallop between races at Rose Hill.
Yep.
Where she ran a pretty quick time. I had her around 34 and a half or around that for her last 600. Took the clock out to Rose Hill there. So I don't think John Thompson will do a heap with her this week.
Yep.
She looked pretty good in that exhibition gallop, I thought, on Saturday against Hooked.
Yeah, no, she did. We're expecting to see Hooked on the weekend, I presume, also for Johnny Thompson.
Yeah. He's come back in great order. He's a horse that's capable of putting in a very big run when he wants to. In the Tramway Stakes, in that same race where those two horses are nominated, Andrew, we did see Arabian Gold work this morning. She's going really, really good. She's flying, actually, at Randwick. She had a 200-metre gallop, ran 121 and 37.3 for her last 600, which was pretty good going for the morning. As did Kiramosa. Edward, she was obviously a horse that won the VRC Oaks a couple of years back and sort of only had half a dozen starts, I think, since, and, you know, has had to come back from injury and so forth. She put in what I thought was her best gallop that I've seen. Since I've been clocking this morning, she ran 36 seconds for her last 600 and was charging right through the line. So, look, whether she's up to some of these other horses in the race, the First Hills and so forth, so I'm not too sure, but certainly her gallop this morning was right on track.
Yeah, Johnny Sargent I spoke to off air this morning saying we're leaning the tramway over Wyong, and the other one, Gust of Wind, is likely to go to Melbourne for the Maccabi Diva to get that trip away rather than running this Saturday in the Chelmsford.
Yeah, I actually had a chat to him as well, and he said just to give her a look at Flemington. Obviously, he's very keen to get her to the Melbourne Cup and wants to have as much exposure at the Flemington track as possible. So probably not a bad play there because... Yeah. Johnson Stakes look a pretty hot race itself. And Pornichet galloped this morning, Andrew. He worked over 1,400 metres. He ran 135, 37.5 and home 12.6 last 200. That's on the Kensington track. He's a little bit more dour than he was first up. He's definitely a bit fitter. Whether or not he's too dour for 1,600 metres, I'm not going to second guess there. He was certainly pretty good behind Royal Descent first up in the Warwick Stakes. Bohemian Lily, Andrew.
Yep.
She's another one. She runs in a benchmark 85 event, but she worked out of the same distance as Pornichet and actually went quicker, 132, 36.5 and 12.2. She's been going good for probably 4 or 5 weeks now. No doubt she'll appreciate when the trips get up beyond a mile and so forth. But for a horse resuming this weekend over 1,400 metres in the benchmark 85, she's definitely worth keeping an eye on. Ruling Dynasty as well. He galloped between races last Saturday, and I think I saw him out there this morning. He looks in great condition. He's also looking at possibly resuming in that 1,400 metre race. Andrew, the Furious Stakes, we've got Speak Fondly, who's a bit of a favourite of mine, and Kimberly Starr. They both worked this morning. Speak Fondly got her last 638.3, last 211.4. Kimberly Starr, that was on the Kensington track, whereas Kimberly Starr worked on the dirt, worked at 1,200 metres and 121, 135.8. I've been a big fan of Finally, but gee, I tell you what, the barrier draw will be
crucial,
pretty important, I think, because both these fillies are flying at the moment and undeniable claims in the race, I would have thought.
Yeah, for sure. And the other one that James Cummings told me about was Tempt Me Not, who said, James said it was a slashing gallop.
Did he? Okay, well, he's got that one away without me clocking it, so that's well done of him.
He shouldn't have told me slashing, but yet to be decided whether she lines up in the race, but we'll wait and see. Mate, I've got to go to Warren in Melbourne. Anything else there you want to mention?
Just quickly, the offer galloped really nice this morning. Of course, he goes to the Wyong Cup on Friday. Definitely have something on him because he'll be very hard to beat.
He's going well, all right. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time, Nick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Ashman there. Warren Huntley down in Melbourne was at Moonee Valley this morning, where Contributor had a gallop there for John O'Shea, and I think Furnaces as well. Morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, they were among a couple of the gallopers to go there this morning, and yeah, Contributor certainly seemed to get round the valley nicely.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I've seen 10 seconds of video on social media. Gallop by himself?
He did. He worked off, cantered off from probably about the 1,400 metre mark, and just in track work terms, went six and working home his last 600 and 400 in particular. And I got him from the 1,200 just about 1:23 and a quarter and home in 24 and three quarters. And he certainly wasn't pushed out at any stage, but he seemed to get round the turns nicely, particularly into the home straight. He just he seemed to roll around that nicely. When you're on your own and the markers are about 10 metres out, you can wander around that a little bit. That's not unusual, but certainly he looked very tractable, and he certainly looks like he's you know, in great order with those recent trials under his belt. He certainly looks like he's ready to go to the races.
What about Furnaces? Lines up. We've learnt this morning Chautauqua and Headwater both line up in this race. It's a pretty competitive Ian McEwan Stakes.
Yeah, well, Chautauqua's obviously the key, but it's a sprint race over the short course, so that probably, if it gives anyone a chance to beat Chautauqua, that might be that might be something in their favour. Furnaces was terrific work with Bantam, and Bantam was the bunny, just sort of rolled along in front with Furnaces, settling off at about probably a length or so, length or two behind, and they quickened up a bit from the 800 metres and then in the home straight, and Furnaces basically just accelerated and probably had under a length but just went past Bantam in the straight. Neither galloper was pushed out, but Furnaces certainly looked to be doing it more comfortably and came from behind Bantam to finish in front and run home in about 24 and a quarter, and it was nice work.
Did Mourinho come down from Maui?
He did. He when they mentioned Moonee Valley, I think Mourinho just loads himself on the float. He likes Moonee Valley so much. Yeah. But he wasn't asked to do a lot, Andrew. I got him his last 1,000 in 1:11.5 and home in about 26 and a quarter. So glad Jurich rode him and just asked him to sort of roll around a bit and quicken up marginally the last 400 metres or so, but he certainly wasn't out to do anything. But from the Gippsland area, the float trip in the morning and the float trip back home and the gallop, all of that would stimulate him somewhat as well. So, he looks like he tightened up a little bit. He's quite a gross horse, but he certainly looked like he trimmed up that little bit from his first up run, which was a really brave effort.
Anything else you want to mention for our listeners?
I thought Curo was terrific, Andrew. It'll be, I think he's going to line up in the McEwan as well for our first run for Team Friedman, and he went there and had a gallop. Mark Zara rode him. He had the blinkers on, and it was as good a work as there was there this morning, and he was on his own, and I got him 51 and three quarters for 800 metres and homing 23 and a half, and that was as good a work as I saw there this morning, particularly for a horse that was galloping on his own. So he really adds another dimension, being a now recently turned four-year-old, but as a three-year-old, you know, had Group 1 form around some good sprinters. So he would add another dimension to the McEwan on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. Toby Edmonds was going to take Sagarone there. They decided to stay at Caulfield, and Sagarone, the nice three-year-old now for Toby, galloped with Scream Machine on the steeplegrass at Caulfield, and everything went to plan with the two, and Sagarone goes to Saturday and runs there, of course, in that new race, the Atlantic Jewel, where I've learnt this morning there is some hope that Pasadena Girl, who was given top weight yesterday, Warren, could resume in that race.
Well, it'll be interesting to see her, Andrew, and talking about promising fillies, David Hayes and Tom Dabney stay with me, the daughter of Miss Inland, to Moonee Valley this morning. She wasn't asked to do a lot. Gee, I loved her last couple of 100 metres. It's hard to get a 200-metre split at the valley because they're running straight at you when you clock them from the Stewart's Tower.
Yeah.
But I got her last 400 at a 1,000-metre gallop in 24 and a half. But clearly the best of her work was the last 200 metres. She's got a lovely action and a lot of scope about her. She's going to get out over a bit more ground. But I think she's a really exciting filly. Stay with me.
All right. Well, listening to you, I'm all over Curo off its work, and stay with me heading towards Saturday.
Yeah, and I just think Contributor did everything that you would want him to do. I think he adds a different class to the Dardo than we've seen down here before.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff, Warren. Great for our listeners to get this information. We thank you for it, mate.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Warren Hunt with the Moonee Valley Report for horses that gallop there for Saturday's key meeting. And Saturday, we've got some big jackpots. Andrew Giorgio joins us from tab.com.au. Andrew, what have we got for Chelmsford Day at Randwick on Saturday?
Yeah, good morning, Benz. Well, we do have something special for the Chelmsford Stakes meeting on Saturday, where there's going to be a $100,000 first four jackpot on the race. Now, when you consider some of the horses that are in the race, the likes of Hartnell, Kermadec, Pornichet and Royal Descent, it's going to be a fantastic race, and that $100,000 first four is just going to add that little bit of spice to it.
For sure. All right, so that is a $100,000 first four. Before we get that, we've got a quaddy jackpot tomorrow.
Yeah, look, that's right. Quaddy jackpot of $20,000 at Canterbury tomorrow afternoon. Of course, that's going to be held on races 4 to 7, and make sure you get your bets on by 3:10 p.m.
Yeah, I know. It's a soft five at this stage for Canterbury tomorrow, and we've got some jackpots for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night, there's going to be a $2,500 first four jackpot for the entire program. So every race, $2,500 into the first four pool just to get things underway. And finally, Tab Saddle Up Sundays heads to Moree this weekend for the Moree Cup. And there's going to be a $10,000 Big Six jackpot on the program.
All right, so plenty of big ones, and we look forward to Chelmsford Stakes Day on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
No worries, Ben.
And tab.com.au's Tab Talk is a few minutes away. Matt Russell will join us, and we'll talk racing as well coming up on Tab Talk. Great story this morning. Gillian Heinrich, the last time we spoke of Gillian was earlier on in the year, and we told you, we spoke with Hoss, Gillian's husband, that she had cancer. The news has come out this morning that she's been diagnosed as clear. Gillian, I wish I was with you so I could give you another Magic Millions hug.
That would be very good, Andrew.
Well done. I'm so rapt for you. I was so down in the dumps when I learned about it, but when I saw the stories this morning in the Gold Coast Bulletin, I was so happy for you. When did you hear of the news?
Yesterday was I had my colonoscopy, and that was absolutely all clear.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
The surgeon was, I think he was quite like in disbelief. He's there like, this is really good. So as everybody knows, I went, I didn't go the chemo way, I went the hypothermia way. And honestly, Andrew, I feel better and probably look better than I have in the last 10 years, I'd say.
And just explain, so what sort of... what was it called, and what sort of treatment then under that did you go through?
Well, I never wanted chemotherapy because I lost a few girlfriends over the last few years, and
yeah.
I saw them battle really hard with that. And when I come out of hospital, I was really, really sick, and I didn't think that I could handle it. So we went the hypothermia way. So they do it in Germany a lot for cancer, and they heat your body up to 40 degrees while your body's under that fever condition. They put an intravenous drip through with, for me, my body showed really good response to curcumin.
Right.
So they put curcumin and massive doses of vitamin C through my body. So as your body heats up and the cancer cells come out and run around because they can't stand the heat, the curcumin and the vitamin C actually kill off the cancer cells.
It's remarkable.
It's quite
amazing.
Yeah. And it can't be detrimental to your health at all. And honestly, Andrew, week by week, I just got stronger and better. And, you know, I got to walking 10Ks a day. And obviously there's a healthy diet to follow. I drink probably 8 juices a day. But apart from that, you can eat, you know, eat quite normal as long as you eat a lot of vegetables and, you know, things like that. But
And how did you feel personally when your body was, I mean, when it was 40 degrees? I mean, are you with it?
Yeah, well, you are, but you're quite...
Daisy.
You know, you need someone with you. I was so lucky. You know, Hoss went to every full body. Sometimes I was doing full bodies 3 times a week and local hypothermias twice a week. So between Hoss and Taylor, they came to every treatment. And it was so good because, you know, that people put sort of ice on. You can imagine how hot you are at 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So ice is going on your head and your body's sweating, and then you're getting, you know, all this, you know, stuff pumped into you. But I must say, you know, you come out of there quite tired, but the next day you feel really good. And honestly, Andrew, every day you just feel better and better. And once you can see that happening to yourself and you can see things in yourself going well, you know, and your mind is really good and say, hey, you know, I can beat this.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Well, I'm so wrapped. As I say, we had Hoss on the morning or the couple of mornings after it was announced that you had it, and I was down in the dumps like so many people that knew you. But I thought, I've got to get you on this morning. I'm so glad. Now you've got to get back to training your horses.
Yeah, I started back this morning, actually, Andrew, yeah. So
how,
I was really,
how was
really,
it?
Yeah, it was terrific, yeah. Honestly, you've got no idea that feeling to walk back onto the track, look up at the blue sky and just, you know, it was just fantastic. And my team have done an enormous job since I've been away. You know, I can't thank them enough, but it's just so nice to be back into it.
Well done, mate. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Gillian. Gillian Heinrich joining us there from the Gold Coast, diagnosed earlier this year. I reckon we were at the Inglis sales at out at Newmarket and come through. She had bowel cancer and she's gone her own way. Everyone's got their individual things that they want to do with treatment, whether it be chemo or what Gillian's explained. But it's obviously worked with her and there she is turning up for track work for the first time. Morning, fantastic. That's it for Racing HQ. Tab Talks next. We've got NRL and
Brett Bellamy,
who's got, I reckon, a couple of winners in store for Coffs Harbour today. So stick around. They're next.